Welcome everybody to Explore the Megillah group. Over the next few weeks, we are going to be exploring the Megillah in preparation to the holy day of Purim. Purim is an incredible day with incredible opportunities to connect to Hashem in a very deep way. And obviously the theme of Purim and the depth of Purim is expressed in Megillas Esther, what we read on Purim both by night and by day. Therefore, good preparation is to delve into the beautiful words of the Megillah from the Gemara, from the Mefarshim, both on a literal level and a philosophical level, to understand the depth of these words and what Purim is really all about. So let us begin today with an introduction to the name of the Megillah. It's known as Megillas Esther. And the commentaries asked, why is it not called Megillas Mordechai? One of the heroes of the story is, of course, Mordechai. Why Megillas Esther specifically? And if you're going to call it Megillas Esther, we know that Esther actually had two names. Her Persian name was Esther, but her Jewish name was Hadassah. So seemingly, if we're going to call it after her, it should be called Megillas Hadassah. So in a sefer called Einei Ha'eda, he explains that we definitely cannot call it Megillas Haman, because obviously Haman is the villain of the story, as well as Haman, as we know, comes from Amalek. And the Torah says, "Mochay timcha zecher Amalek." We have to destroy, we have to eradicate all remembrance of Amalek. And therefore, we shouldn't be mentioning Amalek. And therefore, we don't call it Megillah Megillas Haman. Why specifically Esther? So on a simple level, Esther was the one who went to the Chachamim, to the sages of the generation, and asked them, "Kisvuni l'doyros, write me down for all generations." In other words, she asked that the scroll of Esther should be put as part of Tanakh, as part of the 24 holy books of Tanakh, and based on her request, that was done. So since it was her, it was Esther, that asked that it should be written and included in Tanakh, therefore we call it Megillas Esther. Now, the interesting thing about that is, Esther is essentially asking that she should be written and that she should be famous. Why would she be doing such a thing? But obviously, she wasn't interested in her own fame. The idea here was to publicize the miracle which Hashem did for the Jewish people at that time, saving them from Haman's decree. On a little bit of a deeper level, the word Megillas Esther can actually really mean, besides the meaning the scroll of Esther, the word Megillah also comes from the word Gilui, which means revelation. The word Esther means concealment. And therefore we call it Megillas Esther, which means the revelation of the concealment. What are we revealing here? So first of all, what was revealed was Esther's character. Because Esther has an interesting story here. She gets married to Ahasuerus. Granted, she's forced to do that. She's put in a very difficult situation. And perhaps someone could have thought that maybe Esther wasn't so great. We know that to great people, it says that Hashem guards them from having to be in a compromising situation, in a situation which is not ideal. And we see that Esther was put in such a situation. So maybe someone will think that she wasn't righteous. But then when we see the story and the miracle that happens through her for the good of the entire Jewish nation, it's Megillas Esther. It's a revelation about Esther. It's revealed the greatness, the righteousness of Esther. Her greatness has been proven throughout the story. In Yaris Dvash, it explains similarly that the reason why we don't call it Megillas Hadassah, but Megillas Esther, is because the whole story is when Hashem was hidden to the Jewish people. Hashem hid himself because we sinned, we went to the feast. Other reasons, as we'll discuss later. And therefore Hashem hid his face, so to speak, from the Jewish people. And nevertheless, his miracles were revealed. So the whole story was a story of Megillas Esther, of the revelation of concealment. Where Hashem was concealed, he became revealed. In a sefer called Tnufas Chaim, he explains why specifically Esther and not Mordechai. So we know that when it comes to saving people, this is even true on Shabbos, if you have a choice, who should save someone's life? The halacha is mitzvah begodol. We choose the greatest person to go and be the one to save the life. And therefore, if in the story, Mordechai didn't do it on his own, he sends Esther to save the Jewish people, it must be that Esther was the greatest person in the generation. And therefore, the Megillah is called Megillas Esther. On a more of a simple level in the story, the whole salvation came as a result of Esther, because she was the one who told Mordechai, "Lech knoises kol ha'yehudim, go and gather all the Jewish people and fast and daven. And that was all from her direction and her ideas. And therefore, the Sefer is called, this Megillah is called Megillas Esther. That's all an introduction on the name of Megillas Esther. And tomorrow we'll begin reading through the beautiful psukim of the Megillah, examining them in depth from the Mefarshim. Have a wonderful day.